Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management, or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. For democracy to be vibrant and effective, a people has to be in possession of great amounts of skepticism, cynicism, and even pessimism. If nothing else, the exercise of these sentiments and options ought to keep the elected of said people on their toes. Inside of that, however, there creeps a certain level of attempts at distraction. Take the case of the shooting death of a so-called influencer who basically said, in a number of different ways and at different times, that a few deaths here and there ever so often is the price to be paid to be able to enjoy the freedom to own deadly weapons. A most tragic irony played out at his killing on Wednesday. At the time he was shot, he was actually espousing his rhetoric about sacrifices that ought to be made for people to continue to own weapons, only to be taken down by one of those said weapons. Of course, the question is being asked if this death is a sacrifice of sorts. The answer may never come, but it is most instructive that, in the wake of his death, thanks to additional distractions, it appears as if the entire United States, the media included, forgot that yesterday was the anniversary of the deaths of close to 3,000 human beings, September 11, 2001. It is both meet and right that people be skeptical about the juxtaposition of events against others and how they sometimes end up distracting the people of the world from what is happening before their very eyes. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.